Blog Talk Radio.
And all my football inclusive.
I think just listening to, and I always refer to them, but to listen to those guys, they said they wanted to try to drive home their message. You get your jacket, then you're going to realize, you know, what this is all about. And you know, like at the lunch today, as I talked about, you know, respecting the home. No, but you know, I got it, and I try to taper that thing down. try to look all smooth and stuff like that. No, you know what? I'm an edgy guy. I like to take chances, but you know, this is going to be my only one.
Jerry,
and I get a chance to play it out. Yeah.
Coming from Mississippi, getting this far, all the hard work, all the dedication, all the catching of the bricks as a kid. How does that influence you now?
I think it just taught me, you know, hard work, and if you put the time in, you're going to get rewarded. I never wanted to shortchange anyone. When I step on the field, if a fan paid his money, I wanted that person to see quality football. You know, and my dad, he always told me, you know, about responsibility and stuff like that. But I for some reason, I felt like I owed the fans and I owed my teammates, you know, everything out there on the football
field. Do you see that today, that these players have that same feeling you
I'm
do?
I'm not going to get into what's happening today. I'm here at the Hall of Fame. I'm going to enjoy this moment. The way I played the game, it was a little bit old school. And it was all about going out there and putting on your best performance. I can't judge the players today.
Hey, Jerry, hey, you're coming through the ranks. Was there any particular wide receiver you emulated as you were, you know?
I had quite a few guys. Tony Hill, Steve Largent. So I can go on and on. Dwight Clark, Freddie Solomon, all those guys. And I looked at myself as being a mixture of all those guys. And I would watch Steve Largent. Not the fastest, but ran great routes, had good hands. And I always prided myself on running good routes. And I think that's why I had a lot of success on the football field. Because I was able to, you know, break a defensive back down and get open.
Jerry, up in New Orleans, yep. And of course we're here talking about Ricky Jackson. I mean, he didn't get quite the accolades that, say, Lawrence Taylor did his playing career.
Well,
can you talk about what you guys thought about him?
Well, Ricky was always underrated, and when he came to us, you know, he gave us a little bit more flexibility, and you know, he was always getting in that backfield. So he played a very important part in us, you know, winning that Super Bowl. And when he was in New Orleans, though, you know, you had about four linebackers. You had so many guys that were getting so much attention, so he didn't get a lot of recognition, but he was a force when he came to the 49ers.
And you know, he only missed two games in 15 years, and it took a car crash for him to miss those two games.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think of that?
I was watching that today, and I was very surprised, you know, by that. But that just shows his dedication and his durability, and that he wanted to be out there on the football field. Someone said something about, my God. I think I was listening to Jim Moore. He said something about he didn't miss a practice or anything. That's amazing.
Did you really tell him that jacket?
Yes, of course I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, you think
I'm going to try it. You got it fit.
Did you already do it?
Yeah, it's done.
Jerry Emmett was talking how cool it is to go in a class that includes the all-time greatest at two positions and the rivalry that you knew your team had.
Yeah, the only thing I'm a little disappointed, though, because he won Dance with the Stars. And I didn't. No, I'm just joking. No, you know what? Yeah. Yeah, you know what, guys? It's great. It's great going in with Emmett and all the group that we have. A very fine group. It's good to see, you know, Floyd Little, you know, finally get it just due to, you know, Russ Grimm. John Randall, he was always crazy, you know, just facing this guy. And just to see his real calm demeanor right now. And there's word going around right now, and I shouldn't let this out, but they said something, Ricky Jackson, he doesn't have a speech or anything right now. So I'm just throwing that out there right now, okay? So I think he's just going to try to wing it just a little bit.
Back in 85, prior to the draft, I mean, you're sitting there, that's a long time ago. Did you think you were going to end up in San Francisco 49er, or was there a team that you thought you might go to?
My God, even when I was having success in college, guys, I didn't know. I didn't know. You know, I was getting a lot of recognition. I think the entire team was getting a lot of recognition. And everybody, you know, there was speculation that I would get drafted in the first round. I didn't know if it would happen. And it happened, and I got drafted by the 49ers. But I think the reason why is because of Bill Walsh and his vision, being able, you know, to see talent from a smaller school. So he had that eye, and that's the reason why I became a 49er.
No doubt that you were going to get selected for the Football Hall of Fame. When you look at guys like Floyd Little and Dick LeBeau, who had to wait a while to get here, just kind of describe your feelings and how appreciative you are for those two.
Because those guys made football what it is today.
And all access football inclusive.